Finding our character in the in-betweens. Welcome to Proverbs Every Day. We're going to be reading through Proverbs 19 today in the modern English version. And yeah, it's episode 324. Well, cranking up there. Good stuff. Let me pray for you and then we'll get going. Father God, thank you so much for another week. Thank you that we can charge at life with vigor, knowing that you are with us, that we run to you as our strong tower, as we talked about yesterday. And Father, we love you and we pray that you will bless our understanding today, that there is a space that we need to be living in, that is the in-betweens that builds our character. And Father, we do ask that you would show that to us today. And we love you and pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. All right. Bringing the heat in more ways than one. I'm actually pretty warm in my loft up here today. So we'll get through this. Chapter 19, modern English version. Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than he who is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Actually, hang on a second. So as I mentioned before, and I'll just kind of say this again, as far as this chapter of Proverbs and some of the ones that follow here, what we see is, or what I see, is a pattern of speech that has changed. And so there's the other Proverbs that they usually have some contrasts here, but these are just a collection of Proverbs that are very, very much like lanes of a highway. And so you have better is the poor who walks in his integrity, and he who is perverse in his lips is a fool. Okay, so you have these things over here. And really what we're trying to find is those boundaries, or those are our boundaries. And so we're looking for the in-betweens. And so if it's, you know, better to be poor than and walk in integrity than be perverse, right? And so we're bringing that in. I hope that helps. So as we're going through these, just keep that in mind, that that's what we're looking for here today. Verse 2, also, it's not good for the soul to be without knowledge, and he who hastens with his feet sins. The foolishness of a man perverts his way, and his heart frets against the Lord. Wealth makes many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. So, which is better? A false witness will not be unpunished, and he who speaks lies will not escape. Many will entreat the favor of the prince, and every man is a friend to him who gives gifts. Ooh, this one's harsh. Verse 7. All the brothers of the poor hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He pursues them with his words, yet they abandon him. And again, there's this, wealth is one thing, but I want you to keep in mind here that there is such a thing as being poor in spirit and being poor in your character. And I think that is something else this could be interpreted as. I'm out on a limb here. This is just me, DJ, saying this. So it's not just true of wealth. It's not just true of what you have. Sometimes I know this is going to be controversial, but I think our our wealth is reflected by who we are is reflected in our wealth. And so there are people that are very exploitative and things like that, and they just have set things up and have gotten to the point where they are very wealthy. But what do they do with that? That's more what I'm talking about. It's not, when I say it's reflected in your wealth, it's not how much you have, it's what's your attitude towards it. And many times, and growing up around this and being participant in this even, what I noticed was that the people that are often very poor and stay poor are often just always looking for an angle. They're always looking for, okay, what kind of thing can I exploit here? You know, I assume that wealth means exploitation. So how can I do that? And it's a shame. And so that keeps people far away from you. It keeps you isolated. You know, anyone that is friends with you, quote unquote, is really going to be keeping their distance from you on purpose. They're not going to be good friends. They're going to go far from you because they know they're just as likely to be next. They know you're untrustworthy. Why would they trust you? They'll keep you at arm's length. They'll keep you, you know, amused. They'll say things that are funny, or they'll listen to you as you complain, and they might even complain with you, but they're not going to be close to you. They're not going to be people you can call on in a crisis. My mentor, Dan Miller, a few months before he passed away, actually challenged a lot of us with, okay, well, if you're in a crisis, it's 3 a.m. Or you need to be, you know, bailed out of jail or whatever it looks like. If you need to borrow $10,000 to get, you know, to survive, you know, be able to pay your employees or whatever that looks like, who can you call on? Who do you have on your 3 a.m. list? Who's in that? And it's, if you are, have a poor spirit, you're not going to be able to call on your friends. They're not going to, one, be able to help you more likely, but two, be willing. They're not going to pick up the phone at 3 a.m. if you call. Especially these days, you're going to be just not on the list. You know, there's a very small list of people that will bypass my filter on the phone here. So if this thing rings and it's past 9 p.m., it's only people that are on my approved list that are able to do that. So me being woken up by my phone, I mean, it doesn't happen these days, but there's probably about five people that would be on that list of being able to call me and I would actually pick up the phone. And that's just the truth. So be rich in character, regardless of your, you know, wallet. Verse 8, he who gets wisdom loves his own soul. He who keeps understanding will find good. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who speaks lies will perish. Coffee. Delight is not seemly for a fool, much less a servant to have rule over princes. We always tend to misjudge what fool is, and we kind of sometimes will make the whole court gesture kind of a thing. But delight is not seemly for a fool. Not fun to be a fool, in other words. There's no satisfaction in that life. Verse 11. The discretion of a man defers his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. The king's wrath is like the roaring of a lion. Is as the roaring of a lion, but his favor is due upon the grass. A foolish son is the calamity of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dripping of water. I don't. Okay, I'm just going to come out and say it. I don't like this translation of this. The contentions of a wife, it kind of almost implies that every wife would be like that, which contradicts the context. I'll let it go. Contentious wife is a label. It's a specific calling out of something. So yeah, I don't know. I'm probably just being overly picky about that, but I'm finding the more I examine my disc analysis, I find that I'm on the C style, which is always someone who enjoys gathering facts and is thorough in all the activities. I'm that guy, and I don't like to admit it, but I'm sitting here with a screen open that has all the stats from our YouTube channel here. It's just like I'm that guy. I just can't help it sometimes, and so I like not just accuracy but meaningful accuracy, you know. And so this might be accurate to a specific source, but that doesn't make it meaningful. And so yeah, it's just me being picky. I hope that's okay with you guys. Verse 14, house and riches are inheritance of the fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Okay, so we see a contrast here, right? So you want nagging or prudent? And this is implying that this isn't going to be just handed to you. You know, this is something where as you increase in your character, you need to be a good judge of others, especially when you're going to marry. I mean, And we know from what the wise mother tells her son in Proverbs 31 that, you know, beauty's a fleeting thing. You know, it's a charm. It deceives. So, you know, I actually do worry. Let me just say this. I do worry about this upcoming generation where everything they see is the ideals. You know, they see out of, you know, 50 pictures that were taken at a party, they'll choose one and they will, you know, make it perfect and then post it as if that was just how it was. And the more that's done, the more that's just what's expected. And so when real life doesn't match that, then there's a rejection of that. My hope is that what will happen is that people will be judged not by their appearance, but their character. But that's not what I'm seeing in the world. With all the vanity that I grew up with in the 1980s, I figured that was as worse as it was ever gonna get. But apparently not. It has gotten bad. I'm seriously kind of getting concerned about this next generation, that they'll not understand how this works. So, I don't have kids. And so it's difficult for me to do some of this kind of talking, but I have had some thoughts about doing a Proverbs for Kids effort. I'm just not sure what that would look like. I'm still mulling that over, and there's some people I want to talk to, and there's some modern tools that might make it easier, but at the same time, it's just a matter of will that effort actually be, is that what God's calling me towards? That sort of thing. And so if that's something you have a calling towards, you know, get in touch. Let's talk about it. But anyway, that's something that I see coming up, is that if we don't teach our kids character, and we don't teach our kids how to lead and how to be just good adults, then I don't know what's going to happen here. And so this is a piece of it. Slothfulness casts into a deep sleep. An idle soul will suffer hunger. Verse 16, he who keeps the commandment keeps his own soul, but he who is careless in his ways will die. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay what he has given. He being capitalized as in, and the Lord will repay what he has given. Chasten your son while there is hope, and let not your soul spare for his crying. Weird way to say that. Basically, just the time to, if you think you're going to be punishing your children when they're 25, you got another thing coming. So do it while there's hope. A man of great wrath will suffer punishment. For if you deliver him, yet you must do it again. And see, that's man of great wrath. That's just their character. That's their nature. So they'll just do it again. Verse 20. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter days. There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord will stand. So this one is said a bunch of different ways throughout Proverbs, but this is one of those where it's just like, you know, there can be wicked plans as well as good plans, but it's the counsel of the Lord that will stand. In other words, it's that those that listen and entreat and pray and read scripture, those are the people that will actually stand and prevail. Verse 22, the desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. The fear of the Lord tends to life, and he who has it will abide satisfied. He will not be visited with evil. A slothful man hides his hand in his bowl and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware. And reprove one who has understanding, and he will understand knowledge. Yeah, it's really just that whole, like, smacking people around isn't going to do it for you. It's not going to change anything. In other words, just these are people that are not worth your effort. You know, going in the comment section and correcting everyone is just not a good use of your energy. Reproving one who has understanding, that's different. Giving constructive criticism, that's different. But yeah. I think everybody listening to this knows exactly what I mean. If you weren't of that character, you wouldn't have made it this far anyway. Verse 26, he who mistreats his father and chases away his mother is a son who causes shame and brings reproach. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causes to err from the words of... I tried to yawn in the middle of that. I'm sorry. Verse 27, let's try this again. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causes to err from the words of knowledge. Whew, what was that all about? Mind what you're listening to. I forget this sometimes when I'm talking with other folks or interacting, and I immediately realize that, oh, they don't take the time to actually listen to uplifting things. I try to learn something every single day. And if I don't have a life lesson that I'm learning, then I will bring one in. I will listen to somebody else's life lesson. That's it. It's a daily practice for me. So much so that actually I will admit that lately I've been doing more learning than acting. And it's actually a bit of a challenge for me to actually, because everything is exciting for me now. And so it's actually a little bit rough for me to take action. I will admit that I'm guilty of it. In fact, I'm literally to the point of needing to bring other people on board just to be able to do it. But the point here is that don't listen to bad things. You're going to be listening to something, right? You're going to get input from something. You know, you're here on YouTube. There's going to be input. You know, you're probably going to go from this video to another video. And is it going to be something uplifting? I don't know. I hope so. I hope that your patterns and the algorithm is that smart to send you something that's going to be uplifting as well. But I don't know that. There's just a lot out there. And it's not all positive. And so just cease from the instruction that causes error from the words of knowledge. So just, yeah. Keep to the path. 28. An ungodly witness scorns judgment, and the mouth of the wicked devours iniquity. Judgments are prepared for scorners, and beatings for the back of fools. All right. Well, yeah, I've preached actually for enough for one day. We'll have our reflection time here. I'm going to play a fun little song that I wrote a couple months ago. That's actually, I think with that one, I don't think I participated a lot in the writing. I think I let the AI kind of run with a lot of it and just said, here, create something in this style based on Proverbs 19. And that's what popped out, and I liked it. So I just kept it. I think that's one of those that are like that. I don't think I actually did a lot of tweaking with this one. So in any case, enjoy that time and be blessed by the best. And then, you know what? Go ahead and go be a blessing to all the rest. All right. Love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
A king's wrath is like the roar of a lion. His favor is like dew upon the grass. Better a poor man whose walk is blameless than a fool whose lips are perverse or rash. When there's no knowledge in the soul, an unchartable heart is a faithless thing. Every day is like a rainy day when fortune smiles and suffering departs. Hearts sing.
How much more will hasty feet go astray? If a man loves himself, he stands in solitude. The one who's poor is really rich, we could say. Find your true self in the in-between. Neither rich nor poor, good unseen. Find your character in the in-between. Neither rich nor poor, good unseen.
Better the poor walking in integrity than one perverse of speech who is a fool. The one who gets wisdom loves life. The one who cherishes understanding will soon prosper.
Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Find your character in the in-between. Neither rich nor poor, good unseen.
Better the poor whose walk is true than the rich with a twisted view, chasing dreams that can't be found in hollow castles built on ground. A fool's rage brings only strife, but calm heads will save their life. Wealth may vanish in the night, but wisdom holds an eternal light.
How much more will hasty feet go astray? If a man loves himself, he stands in solitude.
The one who's poor is really rich, we could say. Find your true self in the in-between. Neither rich nor poor, good unseen. Find your character in the in-between. Neither rich nor poor, good unseen.
In the shadows, find your way. With a heart that won't betray.
Fortunes whisper promises.
But truth is found in proverb every day. Read a chapter each calendar day. Proverbs every day.
A lazy hand will lead to lack. A diligent hand brings the stack. Light your way with what you know. Plant the seeds and watch them grow.
How much more will hasty feet go astray? If a man loves himself, he stands in solitude. The one who's poor is really rich, we could say.